USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the First Lady back in the United States after the two see U.S. troops unexpectedly in Iraq and Germany yesterday. The president tweeting this morning, "We have incredible people representing our country, people who know how to win." The president goes on to ask if Democrats have finally realized that the southern border needs a wall to stop drugs and crime. The president was asked what it would take to end the government shutdown while visiting those troops in Iraq yesterday.
Whatever it takes. I mean, we're going to have a wall. We're going to have safety. We need safety for our country.
That partial shutdown's into day six now. The number of workers filing for unemployment benefits falling to a 49-year low last week. The Labor Department says it came in at 216,000 first-time filings, about 1,000 less than economists had forecast. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A history-making day on Wall Street yesterday as the Dow sees its biggest ever one-day gain.
Up 1,086 points after a strong holiday retail season. The index advanced about 5%. Bloomberg reports the U.S. is sending a trade delegation to China for new trade talks right around January 7th. That's good news for investors.
USA Radio's Wendy King there. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also seeing approximately 5% gains yesterday. Police still hunting for a man who shot and killed an officer in California's Central Valley. Corporal Ronil Singh was killed during a traffic stop early yesterday morning in Newman, a bit southeast of San Francisco. The 33-year-old officer had been with that department for more than 7 years. The cost of a U.S. postage stamp will be jumping 5 cents to 55 cents beginning on January 27th, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Investigations of border control facilities continue after two Guatemalan migrant children die in separate incidents after being detained by U.S. authorities. USA's Wendy King has more.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's finished new medical screenings of almost all the children in the care of the Border Patrol after the deaths of two migrant children this month. New Mexico Representative-elect Sochelle Torres-Small.
We need to have medical personnel, people who can do screenings as we have families enter our custody. We need appropriate facilities, not holding cells that are set up for three adult men, but rather facilities that are appropriate for family.
Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen blames the deaths on what she calls a system that prevents parents who bring their children on a dangerous, illegal journey from facing consequences for their actions.
Flights in and around Indonesia are being rerouted as the Krakatoa volcano is still erupting after triggering that deadly tsunami over the weekend. So far, more than 430 people have been confirmed dead as a result of that initial disaster. And a severe weather threat in Dallas is to blame for the cancellation of the ServPro First Responder Bowl between Boise State and Boston College as BC led 7-0 with about 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter when the game was halted. It's believed to be the first bowl game ever canceled by weather. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.